97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
I really don't. You know, that second quarter, you know, I sat in silence and we were figuring out what we had to figure out. And I came back and I just knew we weren't going to lose this game. Not on homecoming, not today, not like this. We weren't going to lose.
You're emotional. What brings you to tears?
Oh, I am emotional. I am. You know, Mizzou means so much to me. You know, the first six games, you know, they haven't gone the way I wish they would have in a lot of ways. And to come out here the first drive and get hurt and to be down, to think I'm not going to come back in the game and then find a way. And we just manifest it. We get it done. We fight, and we win. It's just, I'm emotional right now.
The great sports mind like Tom Ackerman.
Baseball's really not a hard sport.
It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
It's like powered by coffee this morning.
Sports, sponsored by McDonald's, reminding you to round up your total for Ronald McDonald House Charities on your next order.
Great interview by Brady Cook there after the game last week. And now, are there still questions about his health, Tom?
Yeah, that was from ESPN on the field after the game. What an incredible story we talked about on Monday, coming back from the hospital and putting his uniform back on and telling coach he's going to play and then leading him on a 95-yard drive. Actually, a couple of drives with that 95-yarder is this epic, classic, like storybook, movie-type stuff. No, I think it's not good for Brady. So I was in Columbia this week. I went to Mizzou Tuesday just to check up on the team as they get ready to play Alabama.
Right.
And I could tell, covering the NFL and injuries, reading what the coach says, like reading body language, and when he started talking about Brady, and he said, you know, I'm not going to talk about injury status until the SEC report comes out Wednesday night. And someone asked, is he going to be at practice? He said, yeah, he goes, define at. And they said, is he going to participate in practice? He said, I wouldn't say he's participating. So that gave me an indication that ankle is probably not good. If they're closing practice off to the media and they don't want anyone to see, and they're saying he's probably not going to participate in practice. So it officially came out last night that he is doubtful for the game against Alabama. And that usually means he's not going to play. So if he has a bad ankle injury, who knows how long that'll be. They'll go with Drew Pine as his replacement. And we'll just see what happens. But if it's bad for Brady, you know, if he's good enough to go, he'll go, obviously. I mean, the guy came back from the hospital. One note is that had that game been on the road against Auburn, they would not have been able to pull that off. Like, they can't take the guy to the hospital and on the road back, yeah, and get him back. Yeah. Like, they had all the vehicles ready and everything to get him there. It's an awesome story. So Mizzou will be up against it, though, against Alabama. If they don't have Brady Cook, then, you know, they're in big trouble. I mean, Alabama's got two losses. They absolutely can't lose another game this year or they will be out of the playoffs. So they are desperate to win and they'll have to play great. It's going to be a big challenge for Mizzou Saturday.
If he could come back in this game, why wouldn't he be able to play this weekend? Unless, well, I mean, if he was injured, he was injured.
But what did
but
he
they let
gotten,
him play to finish the homecoming
maybe
game?
Maybe coming back actually ended up hurting his ankle even more,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
He got the shot to get him through.
We don't know what the treatment was to get him, you know, what sort of shot they gave him to kill the pain. But,
yeah,
you know, that can get worse. I mean, and also, you know, once that wears off, the swelling, the inflammation, who knows what exactly is going on in the ligaments? I mean, that is a very difficult injury to come back from, especially if it's a high ankle sprain. Lateral ankle, which is like what Robbie Avila has for SLU, and he's actually practicing now, is different than a high ankle. High ankle is very difficult to come back from, if that's the case. But again, they keep this very much covered now in the SEC. They don't explain exactly the injury. They just list whether he's available or not, and they're listing him as doubtful. That doesn't sound very good to me.
You think he'll be out for, let's just assume he's out for the Alabama game, you think he'll be out for weeks?
It's hard to say. It really is hard to say. You know, I think you just don't know the extent of the injury until they describe it officially. You know, you hear a lot of rumors and things like that, but they've got to give it the official statement. So it's tough, you know, it's tough, and Drew Pine will just have to play well, and Mizzou's going to have to run the ball effectively. But mostly, if you're going to beat Alabama, your defense has got to show up. Alabama's offense has been not great, and their defense hasn't been that great. It's just not a buttoned-up Alabama team like the Nick Saban teams. They've really struggled, and there's a lot of heat on Alabama to be good. I mean, Kalen DeBoer is getting a lot of heat. I mean, if you really take a step back and look at their season, you know, they did win at Wisconsin, which was impressive, but they were up 28-0 on Georgia. Georgia came back on them and almost beat them,
right?
Which tells me a lot about Georgia, but they did beat Georgia. But then they lose at Vanderbilt, which is a bad loss. I don't care how good Vanderbilt is. Alabama should never lose to Vanderbilt, and they lost it. Then they barely beat South Carolina at home. They had to scramble at the end. Then they go to Tennessee, their rival, and they lose. So Alabama's wobbling a little bit. They must win this game Saturday, and I think that's trouble for Missouri. But Missouri is the same thing. I mean, it's basically an elimination game for Mizzou. If they lose this game, they're in big trouble for the college football playoff. If they win it, it changes everything. So you'll see a desperate Mizzou team, too. And, you know, I will say it again. Best player on the field is Luther Burden. Second best player on the field is Ryan Williams. He's ridiculously talented. 17-year-old kid playing for Alabama right now. Wide receiver. Unreal.
Wow.
I mean, he's unbelievable. But Burden is the guy. I mean, if you can get the ball in his hands, let him run it, let him catch it and run, you just never know.
Hey, you know, I know that a lot of the focus on right now for us has been the fact that Election Day is 12 days away on November 5th. But on November 4th is Mizzou's first basketball game, right, of the season?
They'll be all right. They'll be okay. You know, they're picked 13th in the SEC. SEC's loaded.
Really
nice.
They really are.
Yeah, you know, the league is really good. And, you know, your guy Calipari's now at Arkansas. They're going to be good. Kentucky will be good. Alabama's picked by most to be one or two in the country. So it'll be a climb. But I think Missouri, you know, they can only get better after going 0-4 in the SEC last year. But he's brought in, Dennis Gates has brought in a very nice transfer class, really good recruiting class, one of the best in the country. It's just a matter of getting them all to gel together. I think that SLU will be very good. They're going to play tomorrow night against Maryville, kind of a little warm-up exhibition game again for them. And then they start the season.
And their star's
on
still
the road.
Injured, right?
He's actually practicing.
Robbie, is he?
So
okay.
Josh Schertz told me that Robbie might actually get, if everything progresses today, he might get some minutes tomorrow in that game tomorrow night, 12 to 18 minutes, which is a huge difference.
Yeah.
Like when he's running the offense, wait till you see this guy. I mean, he looks like he's kind of, you know,
an accountant.
Rolled off the couch. He's 6'10". He's got the goggles, you know, just kind of. It doesn't look like the most super athletic guy, and then he's just firing passes, pocket passes, hitting threes, driving to the basket. He's a special talent.
Well, what's going on with Robert Thomas? Because now he's out
at least
6 weeks.
Man, that's the thing about hockey that's so dangerous is these pucks are flying at 100 miles an hour, and he tried to block a shot in the third period, and it hit him right where you don't want it to hit you, right on the ankle, broke it.
Ugh.
So that's at least 6 weeks. That means they reevaluate him in 6 weeks. That's a tough one. You can't replace Robert Thomas. It's going to take a lot of people stepping up their game to replace a scorer like that.
Wow, that's rough. I know we probably got to let you get out of here.
Yeah, time for me to go to a sportscast. You guys are great. Go Hoosiers. I'll be there Saturday.
Go Hoosiers.
I forgot to mention
it again. Good luck, man. Enjoy a ESPN game. That's going to be fantastic to have them there for the pregame. That's a big deal. If you're a fan of a team, to have them come to town
means
the biggest game of the country that day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And don't get drunk and then, or do gummies.
Yeah.
Like, who did that? Was it Deion did it a couple weeks ago?
Did so, what?
Deion Sanders?
Yeah, he was there because they did. No, it was somebody else.
Oh, okay.
That showed up hammered.
The coach?
No, it was a former player.
Oh, okay.
I'm losing interest in the story because it's changed about five times.
I don't care about college football.
Don't show up drunk because you might become famous if you do something dumb like that.
Get more at 971talk.com.